With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
That is exactly what I needed to hear.
Thank God someone here knows what they're talking about.
That's us. That's right. Gotta love this American ride.
All right, you need to take the time and get the full picture.
Come on, turn the radio on. It's Saturday and I won't be long.
Don't get me wrong. I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
What do you want from me? I'm not a married sweetheart.
Goodness sake, Kith. Keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not a married sweetheart.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Welcome to the Annie Fry Show. Thank you so much for tuning in today. It's a very special edition, a special broadcast of the Annie Fry Show. Why? Well, because we are on location, which is something that we have only done maybe one other time together. Is that right, Brad?
Yeah, the only time I remember is just the golf event.
The St. Clair County Republican golf event. So, but we're out here for a fantastic cause, and this is the day that I have said to the people in the building that I work in and to Princess Storm, who is an amazing jock over on Hot 104.1, our sister station. She was talking to me, I don't know, it was months ago, about her diaper drive that she does. Now, Princess Storm has done this one time before, and she was doing it again this year. And I said, how can we help you? And it turns out that we could do a diaper drive for her. So here we are, sitting in front of Ruler Foods on West Clay Street in St. Charles right now, looking at a parking lot full of cars over there. We showed up. This is kind of the way things go with us. We showed up and they're paving the parking lot in front of us. It's beautiful. We're watching it get striped right now.
It's pretty satisfying to watch.
It is, for sure.
Also, that is just a really good-looking parking lot now.
It is.
I'm looking at what used to be and what it is now, and I am so impressed.
The thing of it was, is we said, we'll come to Ruler Foods, but Ryan Wiggins doesn't like the way the parking lot is currently. You're going to need to redo it before we got here.
It was part of my rider.
And just in time, Ryan Wiggins, do you approve?
So far, I do. I mean, there's a couple little things I want to talk to the guy about, but right now, I mean,
that guy is working harder in one day than you've worked your entire career. he's out there busting his butt. Regardless, it is easy to get in. There's still plenty of parking available. People have been coming and going. Hannah is sitting next to already a heaping pile of diapers that you have brought in to us so far. We brought in a few boxes, maybe like, I don't know how many. We brought in like maybe three.
I think between us, we probably each brought a box or so.
Yeah.
It's a heaping pile of boxes of diapers already. And we are going to create such a problem by 3 o'clock, because we're here till 3, because we have way too many diapers to know what to do with. But we need your help. So please, if you're on your lunch break right now and you're anywhere near the St. Charles area, come to Ruler Foods on West Clay Street. And we're just down the street from the Jay Scheidegger Center. Super easy to get to. And bring a box of diapers. Bring a whole truck full of diapers, just like Paul, who's still standing here with us right now. Ryan, he said, I got some diapers in my trunk here. We said, can we help you? He goes, yeah, actually, I could use a little help. And
well,
then you went with
there have been a few people come out so far and go into Ruler. Some people had brought them. Some people are buying them here, which is super convenient. It's one of the reasons we're here. So you can go into Ruler. You can buy diapers. You can bring them out and put them in the cart. Well, Paul pulled up and said, can you help me with these? And I thought, okay.
So relaxed, thinking, yeah, there'd be just a few.
So he's got a hatchback, and I don't know that he could see out the back of the hatchback.
Oh, that's that definitely wasn't legal to drive that way.
So that's been probably a good portion of what we have already.
He's
this
actually
morning.
Working the event right now because the wind just blew over our sign, and Paul just put our sign back up. Paul said when he came here, he said, I have a little bit of an extra motive here, but he works with a place called Finding Grace Ministry, and he talked to me about something that I talk to you folks all the time, but when I talk to you about this, it's really important that you understand that I am talking to me as much as I'm talking to anyone else, which is we spend 3 hours a day on the air talking about what's going wrong in the country, how it could go right, trying to highlight good stories. You know, we do the Diamond in the Rough every week that is brought to you by the Diamond Shop, and we try to find positive stories to talk about. But at the same time, if we sit here and complain every day about how things are going wrong or how, you know, the number one thing that we're saying is we can't sit here all the time and say, yeah, the government's got to come solve this problem. That's actually the opposite. We have to solve the problem. We have to be a solution to the problem. And Paul was telling me about how, you know, especially when it comes to pro-life activity and messaging, that it's really important to understand that you have to show up and support these babies. And so Paul, he is working with Finding Grace Ministry. They are building a transitional living center. He was talking to me about that. And I wanted to give that a shout out because the generosity that Paul showed us here is fantastic. And I want to encourage people to find whatever their thing is. FindingGraceMinistries.org is the website. And they just work with people who need a little extra grace and a little extra mercy, which is truthfully, honestly, what we all need.
And this is how it gets done, too. I love seeing the community come together. That's one of the reasons we're out here, is just so that we can meet you. So if you're listening to us right now and you're anywhere near St. Charles, I mean, just come by and say hi. That's why we're out, is so that that can happen. And if you have, you know, these things that, like Paul's talking about, that he's working on, he's really passionate about, we love hearing that. We love hearing why, I mean, what motivates you? Mm-hmm. Is it that God's put something on your heart? That's great. Clearly he has for Paul, and that's why Paul came out to support this cause today.
So, Hannah, you are out here, your second broadcast, and you were saying when Paul showed up, and Paul's not the only one. We had Nathan out here. We've had several other people who have walked in and out who I wasn't able necessarily to speak to.
Ryan
at that point.
Was one of them.
Ryan was the first
with
one,
the
I
oil
think.
Truck.
I yeah. told him I wasn't going to forget his name.
Why?
Because of my name.
Oh. just several people who've walked up. And, you know, whether you have a trunk full of diapers, don't think you have to come here with a trunk full of diapers. You can go buy a $6 package of diapers, and there's a family out there right now that...
That makes such a difference.
It makes a huge difference. And, you know, the other thing, too, that I want to highlight here... Well, first, I want to say, Hannah, you know, when Paul opened his ECU, he said, I'm going to cry.
Yes, it was this wave of emotions that hit me that, you know, so many people care about this. And they want to help, and our listeners are just the best. And I knew that our listeners would come and help donate. And we've been here for maybe an hour, and we've already had a great turnout, and it's just great.
It is. It's wonderful. So just a reminder, we are broadcasting live from the St. Charles, Missouri Ruler Foods on West Clay Street. It's very simple to get to. If you see the Ruler Foods, you're going to see us. We're sitting right out in front. And what we want you to do is show up and provide us what you can comfortably donate. And this is all the biggest thing that I want to highlight here is this isn't really our diaper drive. This is Princess Storm from Hot 104.1's diaper drive. And we saw her see the need, and we wanted to support her in what she is doing. And I just can't stress enough how important it is to be able to reach across. You know, like, I have not sat down with Princess Storm and, like, talked a bunch of politics to her. I don't care what her politics are. She's helping people who need, who have that need. And here we are. We are working very hard to support her, but only through you. So we want to thank you for joining us right now. I want to highlight as well what we have going on for the rest of the show. We have a very important conversation that we're going to have at 12:25. Dave Murray's up next. Dave Murray's at 12:25.
Yes.
Dave Murray's going to tell
Dave
you
Murray's
that you don't need as heavy of a sweater as you thought you did this morning.
No, but if you're in Florida and there's a hurricane,
that might be on the news too.
So if you're in a big news story suggesting that there's going to be, the last I saw on my way in here is that they were thinking that when it made landfall, it might reach Category 5 status.
Wow.
So that Hurricane Ian is down there. I have family in Florida that I've been communicating with up northeast, and it's been something to watch this hurricane develop and move its way towards the United States. I think I heard...
Annie.
Yeah.
That truck right there is full of diapers.
That's a big truck.
That's a box truck.
Yes.
It's full of divers.
Here's the card.
Heroes Care.
Wow.
Wait, what?
How many diapers do you have?
21,000 diapers?
What?
What?
Hannah,
what?
Hannah, go ahead and move your,
oh my gosh,
move your camera over there so they can see the box truck on the stream.
Oh, there you go.
But yeah, there's a big old box truck. They just pulled up out front from Heroes.
Are you John? John Jerome.
A whole box truck?
John Jerome
is
the president of Heroes Care in Fenton, Missouri. And their truck is here.
That's awesome.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm going to cry again.
Yeah. So,
did you meet your goal?
I don't know. Princess Storm is coming here soon. She's going to lose her mind.
Yeah, we're really close.
John, will you have a seat here real quick? Hannah, maybe you can kind of set him up there. You've got somebody else. This is amazing. Again, we're at the St. Charles. We are at the St. Charles Ruler Foods right now. John has just showed up. They pulled up with a box truck, which you can maybe see in the background. If you're, and a reminder, we're broadcasting live on YouTube, on the Andy Fry YouTube channel. If you want to watch this and see what's going on, I'm going to put this full screen here so you can see in the background. John, thank you so much for being here, president of Heroes Care. Talk to me about what you have in this truck right now.
Well, I heard you yesterday said you were going to have a little diaper drive, and you were looking for some help. And St. Louis Diaper Bank is one of our partners through the National Diaper Bank.
Okay.
Heroes Care, we take care of military families throughout the year, before, during, and after deployment. We go through normally between 500,000 to 700,000 diapers that we give to the military families every year.
Yeah.
Heard your call out that you needed help, so... Here you are.
Here
hopefully
are.
That'll help you out. We brought
this
a little
is
over.
Amazing. Oh my gosh, John, you talk to me a little bit about Heroes Care since you're here, because what we're talking about on the regular basis here on the Andy Fry Show on 97.1 is the importance of people helping people and people showing up and not waiting on a program or a system to do it, because we can do it so much more efficiently and so much faster,
so much more
determinative. Tell me about what Heroes Care is here specifically in Fenton in the St. Louis area, and maybe how people can support you and what you're doing.
Well, we started back in 2003 when my 3-year-old and 11-year-old daughter wanted to send a care package. That has grown after 19 years of the military charities that have the 4-star charity navigator rating. We're now the 3rd largest in the country.
Oh, man.
We have 647 outposts in 25 states, manned by over 3,300 trained volunteers that one-on-one with deployed spouses. So the game plan is that when you deploy, when your husband deploys, we assign a volunteer to check in on you. When you mentioned, hey, he didn't fix the brakes before he left, the outpost calls us, we send you to a repair shop, and we write the check.
Oh, man.
Wow.
That volunteer will stay with you for the year of the deployment and 2 years afterwards in order to make sure that your husband and you reintegrate properly. So since we've done the one-on-one, we've had now 44 suicides that we've intervened on. All 44 are still with us. And we've had over 450 families take free marriage counseling.
That's just amazing. Heroescare.org is the website. I would imagine that is a financial obligation, of course, from your end. How do you fund these types of services to people?
We, just like the St. Louis Diaper Bank, we ask people to donate, get involved. Businesses come out and help. Have you ever seen the Sudevet events going around St. Louis?
Mm-hmm.
Men's Warehouse gives us a tractor trailer full of suits every month.
Okay.
That we have to go through, detag, make sure that they're okay, and then we do the suiting events while getting veterans into suits so they can get into job interviews and get into jobs where they have to wear suits.
Oh, man, that is just amazing. Heroescare.org. I want you to, if you're listening right now and you're inspired by what John has done here, 21,000-plus diapers and a truck sitting in front of us that I can't wait to watch. I'm going to make Ryan unload all of them, one by one.
Yeah. One by one.
That's why you're here.
I'm just here for logistics.
Four pallets.
Yeah, that is so amazing.
Wow. Yeah, we got to figure out how to get, you got a truck, so you have a truck. So I'm sure we'll use that in some regard.
We'll figure it out here. John, just one more. I'm going to give you an opportunity to inspire people. because you've clearly been inspired. What you're doing right now is inspiring for others. But you heard us put out this call. We made an ask, and I really did in our building put 97.1 listeners on the line. And I said, these are good people. These are people who show up and they help. Certainly for heroescare.org, for people to go look at that website. And if your heart pushes you to help support that as well. Can you just talk to me just real quick here before we take a break about motivating people to step in wherever they see
need? It isn't about Heroes Care. It isn't about the St. Louis Diaper Bank. It's about what is that thing that you always wanted to do? Take that step out. Get out of the comfort zone. Stop by a charity. And every one of us need help, whether you want to detag, whether you want to donate. It's about making friends. Greg here is with me. He's a volunteer.
Hi, Greg. Thank you, Greg.
Thanks, Greg.
You know, we have a great team of volunteers that do so much around, and every charity needs it, whether it's a diaper bank, whether it's, if your thing is pets, wherever it is that your heart takes you, just take the step out and see which charity you like, find that home, and we need everybody's help.
That's right. Stand in the gap for somebody and be a part of the solution to the problems that we see. We all see them. You know, sometimes you're on the other end of that problem. You can't provide the solution. You need a solution from somebody, and you hope that somebody steps in that time of need as well. John Jerome, president of Heroes Care, dropping off pallets of diapers, 21,000 plus diapers. This is just above and beyond, and we still need your help. We will be out here till 3 p.m. at the Ruler Foods on West Clay Street in St. Charles, collecting diapers from the most generous listening audience around here on the Annie Fry Show.
Just real quick, you don't have to bring 21.
No, you can bring one package.
Just one package. That's okay.
We want to meet you. We want to say hi. We're going to say hi to each and every one of you in the break that we can. Come join us. Say hello. Ruler Foods in St. Charles, supporting Princess Storm from Hot 104.1's Diaper Drive in real time. We'll be right back.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. We are very glad for you to be with us today on this special day. The Annie Fry Show broadcasting live out front of the St. Charles, Missouri Ruler Foods. And we are out here collecting diapers for the St. Louis Diaper Bank that is being sponsored by Princess Storm of Hot 104.1, our sister station. She has a diaper drive each year, and we said we wanted to step up and support her in her effort to support St. Louis families in need of diapers. And I am happy to say that we are already trying to figure out how we're going to get these diapers back. And we have a box truck here from Heroes Care, and they came with 20,000-plus diapers. It's unbelievable. To learn more about Heroes Care, go to heroescare.org. We are going to take a break from talking about diapers here and get to our next guest, Dave Murray, who joins us right now. He is the 97.1 chief meteorologist. Dave, welcome to the Annie Fry Show. Lots to talk about in the weather world for sure.
Yeah, no question about it. Our weather is great. We can just get that out of the way. And one of the reasons it's great is the hurricane. And the hurricane is, it's a Cat 4 approaching Cat 5. It may hit a Category 5 before it actually makes landfall, but I don't want to focus exactly where landfall is because this thing has hurricane-force winds 100 miles around the center of the storm. So I don't want people to lose sight that just because it's expected to hit in a particular area, that the force of this storm is very widespread. But the area that it is really going to hit hard is very, very popular with the St. Louis area folks. It's Northport, Port Charlotte, Cape Coral, Fort Myers, Naples, Bonita Springs, mm-hmm. Sanibel, and Captiva. They're getting raked right now, and the heart of the storm still isn't quite there yet. It's doing something a little weird. I've been watching it all morning. It's kind of hugging the coast, and it's trying to move a little bit north of northeast because hurricanes, even though they're just big storms, they can have a mind of their own. And the hurricane structure knows that once it gets over land, it's going to start to die out. So it doesn't want to do that. I know it sounds really weird, but it happens all the time. There'll be a little burst of energy right before it does make landfall. But we're talking, you know, winds in southwest Florida from Tampa down through Fort Myers of minimum winds of probably about 120, but some gusts to 150. This is the fifth major hurricane, a Cat 3 or higher, and the 12th overall to hit this region since 1851. Wow. So it's happened before, but it's a very rare area to get a direct hit from a hurricane just because of what the storm has to do to swing into this. Storm surge, that wall of water that comes with the storm, 8 to 12 feet, some 15 feet. And remember, a lot of this area is sea level. So flooding is going to be incredible, not only saltwater flooding, but freshwater flooding. Rainfall, 6 to 12 inches, some spots up to 24 inches. There have already been a lot of tornadoes because, remember, a hurricane is just a big mass of thunderstorms circulating around the eye. So they're more of a quick up-and-down tornado. They're not super large-scale tornadoes, but they catch people by surprise. It has slowed down quite a bit, and that speed is going to stay slow, and that's a real problem because this, like a lot of hurricanes, they hit an area, they move on in about 6 to 12 hours. This is a 24 to 48-hour event for Florida. Almost the entire state will be affected by this, including Orlando. The storm is going to go right over Orlando. By that point, winds will probably be about 85 miles per hour, but that's a mean wind. That's power outages, trees down, the whole thing. Then it goes across pretty close to Cape Canaveral. It's going to pop back out over the Atlantic Ocean. Not going to regain a lot of power, but it will be a very strong tropical storm as it turns into the coastal area of Florida on the East Coast, so up around Jacksonville area, and then also coastal Georgia around Sea Island, and also maybe a section of South Carolina. And then there's also a possibility that it could hit portions of southern New England later on as it goes up the East Coast as a big low pressure system. So this thing is mean. Don't be fooled. You know, if you're watching some of the cable networks and nightly news, don't be fooled that it doesn't look like much because the reporters are in very protective areas. You've got to let this storm play out. It's after the storm goes by that we're really going to realize what this thing has done. And that could be 24 to 36 hours from now.
Wow. Dave Murray with us right now, the 97.1 chief meteorologist. Can you explain for people like myself, I've never experienced a hurricane. The tornado that hit the Amazon building actually ended up hitting my parents' farm, and I was there when it happened. So I do have a little bit of a sense of what it's like to experience a tornado. The number one thing about a tornado, as intense as it is, it's like 45 seconds, and then it's gone.
Boom.
Explain for somebody here in the Midwest that's familiar and maybe hasn't experienced weather like this, is there anything that we can relate to when it comes to the experiencing what it's like to be in a hurricane?
Yeah, I'll switch seasons with it. It is probably like a massive winter storm / blizzard that would hit the middle of the country would be the closest that we get to it. Now, occasionally we get some rains from hurricanes that come up from the Western Gulf, but it's usually not much. The winds could be 40, 50 miles per hour. So, no, this is all about an ocean storm. It's feeding off very warm water temperatures in the Gulf of Mexico. A hurricane needs 80-plus degrees to keep growing. Anything below that is cold water to a hurricane. And the water temperatures off Captiva right now are about 89 degrees. So it's got unlimited supply of energy. It's also feeding off some moisture from the Atlantic, you know, because Florida is this peninsula. It's not really getting shut off from any moisture supply, and that's why it will hold together across central Florida and pop back out into the Atlantic. But it's really hard to imagine because it's about 300 to 400 miles wide. They're incredibly powerful weather systems.
Dave, this is Ryan Wiggins. You mentioned that one of the reasons we're having nice weather right now is because of the hurricane. Does that mean as long as this thing's active, even moving up the eastern coast, that we're going to have weather like this the whole time, or is our weather not quite that?
No, we're stuck. There is a big trough of low pressure off the west coast. It's kind of moving into the Pacific Northwest right now. That is stuck. We're stuck with high pressure. And then the hurricane. So everything is in a logjam. We actually call it a Rex block in the atmosphere, because if you draw the circulation, it looks like the Greek letter, the Rex symbol. And so it's stuck, and our weather is going to stay quite nice at least through the weekend. Just delightful fall weather day and night. And until it moves, nothing's going to change.
Man, Dave Murray with us right now, the 97.1 chief meteorologist. Is there any advice that you have for people who are watching this? I have family that is in Jacksonville. There's going to be a lot of support that's needed across the country. St. Louis is always good at showing up and supporting where necessary. Do you have any advice, not necessarily unless you have a place, on specific places to direct that assistance that you might, that somebody might want to provide? What's your advice for people around the country who are going to look to help after the hurricane passes on what to do or what not to do?
Yeah, I think that the key is I always kind of point people towards the American Red Cross, because they're ready to do stuff down there. But nothing's going to happen probably for 48 hours until this thing goes. Even emergency response teams are hunkered down. They're not doing anything. They're not answering any emergency calls right now because it's just too dangerous. So we just kind of have to let this go. I understand that FEMA is poised to really bring supplies in from the Atlanta area down, but that obviously takes some time. And and the power companies, there's power crews set to move in there from like 21 states across the country. So they're ready to rock and roll. But you're going to hear thousands and thousands and thousands of people without power, and that could last over a week. So it's just going to be a very, very slow process. I guess I would really recommend is let's get the storm done, and then let's see what kind of supplies the folks down there need. Because it could change hour to hour, because it might be they need roofing material. They need water. It just all depends on what's going to happen. But you're going to see some areas that just will, if you're familiar with, like Naples or Fort Myers, you're going to look at some of this video a day or two from now and go, oh, my word, it doesn't look like anything like I remember. That's the force of the water and the wind.
Yeah, Dave, you mentioned the size of this thing. So the eye wall is where the most damage happens, am I correct?
Well, it's everything around the eye wall. Actually, when you fly into a hurricane, the Hurricane Hunters, which I've had the ability to do once, and it is a trip of a lifetime, but you only really want to do it once, is that you have to go through to get to the eye wall to get measurements of what's going on inside. You have to go through the most intense part of the storm. Now, they don't go in on the right side. They come in on the left side, which is a little bit weaker. But once you get into the eye, it would almost look like St. Louis looks right now. Believe it or not, the sun is out, blue skies, no wind, because everything is rotating around that eye, and then you've got to pop back out, and that's always a journey too. But they're taking measurements up and down that storm. Just to give you an idea, there was a time early this morning, the winds at the surface were 155. the winds towards the top of that hurricane were pushing 200 miles per hour because the winds will increase as you go up in the storm. But the hurricane hunters, really important as far as finding out not only what's going on right now and where this thing might be going, but also the research that's involved that helps us, you know, study these things and maybe give a little more accurate forecast. But they're so big and they have a mind of their own that it, you know, little shifts in location have a tremendous effect on the weather.
Yeah, and that's what I wanted to ask just real quick before we run out of time here is that that hasn't made landfall yet, and that's what you're saying is within 24 hours, that's where we're going to see the most damage, and that's where we're waiting to see what they'll need and where that is, right?
Right. The most damage, again, of that list of towns and cities that I mentioned at the beginning here, centered on like Fort Myers, the hardest hit areas will be to the right of the eye wall, the center of the storm system. That's the strongest part of the storm, and that's what's kind of moving in right now. But as long as that center kind of hugs the coastline, it's not going to run into a tremendous amount of friction from the land. So it's going to stay very powerful for a long period of time.
Last question for you. Speaking with Dave Murray, the chief meteorologist for 97.1, who's covering this and extremely experienced when it comes to these types of matters. I have a question. You know, it's going to go through Florida, and I'm an Orlando frequenter. Is it going to hit? Is it going to go through, like, is it going to travel up the state of Florida and hit a lot of land here, or is it going to spiral into the...
Yes. It will go right across central Florida, and the center of what's left of the center of the storm should be very close to Orlando. That's why all the theme parks are closed, airports are closed. And though it's not going to be like we're seeing on the coast right now, there could be hurricane force winds going through central Florida, and that's going to increase the power outages. Tree damage will be incredible. And then it will pop back out around Cape Canaveral and then eventually kind of kick into the southeast part of the country. Then we have to kind of see, will it hug the coast, or will it just go inland towards the Appalachian Mountains and fall apart, or will it continue to be a problem right up the East Coast? It's not going to be what it's doing right now for Orlando or for Sea Island or for Jacksonville, but it's not going to be a pretty picture there either.
Well, Dave Murray, thank you so much. I'm going to ask Brad to circle back with you and see if we can follow up as the storm progresses
sure.
and more of this information develops.
Let me mention one other thing that's going on down there is that this part of Florida has had about four times the amount of rain that they typically have by this time in the course of a year. So the water levels are extremely high to begin with. You put 15, 20 inches of rain on top of that, and the freshwater flooding is going to be quite intense.
All right. Well, we are glad that you were on it so that we can be on it. Dave Murray, thank you so much. We're going to touch base with you again.
You got it.
Thank you so much. When we come back, we're going to talk with Bridget of C.A. Jones, who just showed up with the boxes of diapers that were delivered there to C.A. Jones in Fairview Heights. She delivered them here. And we also have another special guest that has shown up. Princess Storm is now in the house of Hot 104.1. And we're going to talk to her about what inspired her to reach out and support families in need here in St. Louis who need diapers. And that's what we're doing today is we're supporting Princess Storm, who's supporting these families in St. Louis. So we're going to get to the bottom, no pun intended, of all of that when we come back. Don't go away.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Party song, though, and it is a party out here in front of the St. Charles, Ruler Foods on West Clay Street. I need to see you this afternoon. Will you come see me? Come see. Somebody just called you Mr. Wiggins.
If you see a Ruler Foods at the side of the road and you see any fry, then come by and say hi. That's my Fred Schneider. It's not bad.
It's not bad.
Thank you.
It's not good either. It's
somewhere in between. We're doing a diaper drive here to support Princess Storm from Hot 104.1, who is doing a diaper drive. And we said, that's awesome. Let's help Princess Storm blow this out of the park. And somebody is here from C.A. Jones. Our friend Bridget has showed up to bring some diapers that people brought in Fairview Heights. Bridget, thank you so much for making
yes,
the...
Yes, of course. I am happy to be here.
So C.A. Jones is on Lincoln Trail in Fairview Heights, and I was speaking with Mike Needles, who's the president there, and he's like, absolutely, we can be a drop-off location. So if you brought diapers to C.A. Jones, thank you for doing that. It's great to have C.A. Jones be a part. You guys do so much in the community as
yes.
well. Talk to me about the work. Is autism, right?
Yes, we partner with the ICA, which is the Illinois Center of Autism, which they are close by our office. So every quarter we donate a portion of our home sales to them, and we also help out with just events they have. We'll always do as much as we can. They have a car wash coming up in October that's like a haunted car wash.
And oh,
so
fun.
I know, and it's a cool event, and we get to help out with that. So we always try to do as much with them as possible. And they have Pasta Fair, which is a restaurant right by our office too, which is to help adults with autism work there and whatnot. And we try to eat there as much as possible. It's good food and for a good cause.
Jeffrey on YouTube says, tell C.A. Jones Bridget hello from RP Lumber in Edwardsville.
Oh my gosh, hey guys.
I bet you guys have talked before.
Oh, yeah.
C.A. Jones builds homes on the Illinois side of the river, and you guys do so much within the community, and you're so active in the community. And if anybody is interested in learning more about C.A. Jones, I was playing just the other, I told this on the air just yesterday, but the buildable homes where you can like,
oh, yes.
I
love hearing this.
Spent like over an hour just building my dream home.
Isn't it so fun?
Yes. And I was like showing it to my husband, like, do you like this color or this color? And at first he's like, whatever you want. And I'm like, no, you need to weigh in. This could be our home.
Right.
So he started weighing in, and he was getting into it too. But cajonesinc.com, you guys are great at building energy efficient homes and wonderful warranties that come with them. And, you know, all of this work that you're doing on the Illinois side of the river to build homes, but also to give back to the community. This is just another thing that you guys are doing. And I want to thank you for the time and making the drive to St. Charles.
Of course.
From Fairview Heights. Bridget, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
So we've got Princess Storm here now in the house. This is technically Wiggins America. It says that on my sheet.
Mm.
Wiggins, do you have anything?
You know what?
That's lots of confidence.
Well, I do, but I don't know if you want to jump into some like really super deep stuff right now or not. But okay, just really quick. If we're doing Wiggins America, one topic I've been focusing
on. We don't have to.
Well, you tell me, because obviously we got Princess Storm here. We've got a whole bunch of listeners over
here. People
congregating,
dropping off diapers. This is amazing.
It's really cool.
It's really fun. And some people have stopped by and said, oh, I didn't even know this was happening. And they'll go into Ruler Foods. But a lot of people are specifically showing up just because they knew that this was happening here. And we've gotten to meet a lot of people, shake hands, some hugs, people dropping off other things that they just wanted us to know about. I think that's what's so neat is you said the other day, and you only said this once. It wasn't like you said this a whole bunch of times, but you said it one time. And I think a lot of people heard that and resonated with them, that this is not necessarily a part of a political debate, an abortion debate, or anything like that.
Not at all.
Not at all. Those are issues we talk about. But one thing that people do criticize conservatives for, and I think it drives people crazy because it's so not true, is that they say, well, you just wanted to have them born, and then you don't really do anything after they're born. That is so polar opposite from the truth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That one time you mentioned that people are showing up just because they're like, look,
just saw another tailgate drop and diapers are coming out. This is
amazing. What we do all the time. This is life for us.
But
a lot of ministries out here and things, and that's what they do. And so they're pushing back on that idea because it drives them crazy.
I think too, though, that the idea that you might be doing something, but you might have gotten into a routine of what you're doing and asking yourself, can I do more? The other thing is, can I do something that's really tangible and super local? Because we always think big picture. Certainly, Brad, on this show, we talk to a lot of people that are nationally recognized, mm-hmm. globally recognized.
Yeah.
And we talk about big issues and big problems and try to direct towards big solutions. But we have people right here in the St. Louis area that need to put a diaper on their baby's bottom. It does not get more simple than that.
Nope.
And it is a quick and easy way. I see a Walgreens over there. If we run out of diapers and Ruler Foods, which would just be awesome. Let's look at this. Look at that. Look at these diapers coming out of this other car.
Oh, wow.
This is unbelievable, folks.
This is fantastic.
Keep coming to Ruler Foods in St. Charles. But, like, the simplicity of buying a package of diapers and bringing it here so that we can support our friends on another radio station that we, I guess, technically compete with. It's just, this is the right way to do it.
And I have been holding back tears this whole time, and our listeners are just amazing, and our listeners are helping us carry more diapers into here. It's just crazy. People are bringing their kids, and the kids are so excited, and we're all helping one another.
Does she want to say hi?
Do you
want to
say hi on the radio? Come here.
You want to come say hi on the radio? What's her name?
You can do it.
Rachel. How old is Rachel? Four?
You want to talk right here? Say hi.
Can you say hi, St. Louis?
Hi.
Did you bring some diapers here today?
Yes.
You did. Rachel, thank you so much. Do you know that you're helping today?
Can you give me a high five?
Oh, yeah. High five. Rachel, thank you so much for being here today.
You're welcome.
I love
adorable.
It. That is amazing. Thank you so much. I mean, literally, diapers are just flowing up here right now. And this is all going to help families that are in the St. Louis area.
So to your thing, this is a small thing that you can do. But all these big problems that we've always talked about, a lot of the solution to those start with situations like this, where you fix the little things, you fix the small things, you get together, you take care of the family, and everything else is downstream from there. So if we come together and I see you as you and you see me as Brad and we treat one another like people and we help one another out when we need help, a lot of these big problems that we have will work themselves out because it's all downstream from how we act.
What if I see you as Bradford?
You can see me as Bradford, but that's not really accurate.
I'm fine with that too.
This Bradford. Diaper drive is the biggest diamond in the rough ever.
No kidding.
Oh, there you go.
That's
yeah.
exactly right. You know,
that's
okay.
all I can think about.
So let's talk a little bit about, well, Princess Storm is down here. We'll get her on here when we come back. We're going to talk to Jory Murdoch on the other side of the break that we have coming up here. And I'm going to talk to him about people stepping up and helping and how we need to encourage one another to be more aggressive, to be more involved, even when, like Brian, what you were saying, we do our things. We have our things. We have our love languages. We have our heart projects. How do we make sure that we don't get complacent in the things that we do all the time?
Well, I think it's neat to be out here. We're out in the studio all the time, so we're talking to each other, but we're talking outwardly. This is a time right now where I'm seeing so many people who are doing this every day. We're out here so we get to see what's actually happening. This isn't a government solution. This is on the ground. You're doing it every day. You unheralded. Nobody's making you do it, but you are doing it. And thank you for showing up and just talking to us about it.
Yeah, people of all ages out here supporting people of all ages, and it's amazing. We're going to take a quick break here coming up, and when we return, DeRoy Murdoch is going to join us, of course. He's a nationally syndicated columnist. He's a Fox News contributor, and he's a founding member of Project 21. Project21.org, if you want to learn more about that. Ruler Foods in St. Charles. We are on West Clay Street, and we want to meet you so bad. Bring a package of diapers out here. Do what you can. Nothing more, nothing less. We'll be here until 3 p.m. Troy Murdoch when we return.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Here.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.